This is the Murli of the 14th of October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this most elevated confluence age is the age of benevolence. Only in this age does transformation take place. This is the age when you change from the most degraded human beings to the most elevated ones. Question. By thinking or speaking of which particular things can you never make any progress on the path of this knowledge? Answer. If it's in the drama, I'll make effort. I'll do it if the drama inspires me. Those who think or speak in this way can never make progress. It is wrong to say this. You know that it's also fixed in the drama for you to make effort now. You do have to make effort. Song. This is the story of the flame and the storm. Om Shanti. Human beings of the Iron Age have composed this song, but they don't understand the meaning of it. You know it. You are now the most elevated confluence-aged beings. Together with confluence age, you also have to write the most elevated. Because of not remembering points of this knowledge, you children forget to write such words. This is the main thing and only you understand the meaning of it. There is the most elevated month of charity. This is the most elevated confluence age. This confluence is also a festival. This is the most elevated festival. You know that you are now becoming the most elevated, the highest of all beings. Lakshmi and Narayan are called the highest of all, the wealthiest of all, number one. In the scriptures it says that there was a great annihilation and that the number one, Sri Krishna, then came floating on a betel leaf in the ocean. What would you say now? This Sri Krishna, whom you call Shyam Sundar, is number one. It is shown that he came sucking his thumb. A baby remains in a womb. So Sri Krishna, the highest of all beings, is the first one to emerge from the ocean of knowledge. Heaven is established by the ocean of knowledge. The number one, most elevated being is Sri Krishna, and that one is the ocean of knowledge, not an ocean of water. Annihilation never takes place. When new children come, the father has to repeat the old points. The Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Copper Age, and the Iron Age. These four ages are known anyway. The fifth age is this most elevated confluence age. Human beings change in this age. They change from the most degraded to the most elevated. Shiv Baba is called the most elevated or highest one of all. He is the Supreme Soul, God. Then, the highest human beings are Lakshmi and Narayan. Who made them those? Only you children know this. You children understand that it is at this time that we make effort to become like them. There is nothing difficult in this effort. It is most simple. Those who study are innocent, weak mothers and hunchbacks with no education. It is explained very simply for them. Look, there used to be a sage in Ahmedabad who would say that he didn't eat or drink anything. Okay, so what if someone doesn't eat or drink for his whole life? He still doesn't attain anything by doing that. Even a tree receives nourishment. It receives fertilizer and water, which make it grow in a natural way. The sage must have received some occult power. There are many who walk on water and fire. What benefit is there in doing that? By studying this easy Raja Yoga, you experience benefit for birth after birth. From being unhappy, you are made happy for birth after birth. The father says, "Children, according to the drama, I am telling you deep things. For instance, Baba has explained to you how they have confused Shiva with Shankar. Shankar doesn't even have a part to play in this world. Shiva, Brahma and Vishnu have parts to play. Brahma and Vishnu have an all-round part. Shiv Baba only has a part at this time, and this is why he comes now and gives this knowledge. He then goes back to the land of Nirvana. He gives the children all of his property, and he then goes into the stage of retirement. To be in the stage of retirement means to make effort to go beyond sound through a guru. However, no one can return home yet, because everyone is vicious and corrupt. Everyone takes birth through vice. Lakshmi and Narayan are viceless. They don't take birth through sin. This is why they are called elevated. Kumaris too are viceless. This is why everyone bows to them. So Baba has explained that Shankar doesn't have a part to play here. However, Prajapita Brahma is definitely the father of people. Shiv Baba is called the father of souls. He is the eternal father. You have to imbibe these deep aspects very well. Great philosophers receive great titles. Scholars receive the title of Sri Sri 108. They pass in the college at Benares and receive those titles. Baba sent Guptaji to Benares to explain to them that they had taken the father's title for themselves. The father is called Sri Sri 108 Jagadguru. There is a rosary of 108. 8 jewels have been remembered. They passed with honours. That is why their rosary is turned. Then the 108 who are less elevated than them are worshipped. When people hold a sacrificial fire, they make 1,000 saligrams. Some make 10,000, some 50,000, and some even 100,000. They make them of clay and then hold a sacrificial fire. If a businessman is very prosperous, he would have 100,000 saligrams made. The father has explained that the rosary is very long. There is even a rosary of 16,108. The father sits here and explains these things to you children. All of you are serving Bharat with the father. Since the father is worshipped, even the children should be worshipped. People don't know why Rudra is worshipped. All are the children of Shiv Baba. At this time, the world population is so large. All souls are Shiv Baba's children, but not all are his helpers. The more you remember him at this time, the more elevated you become. you become worthy of worship. No one else has the power to explain these things. This is why they say that no one knows the depths of God. The Father himself comes and explains that he is called the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, he definitely does give this knowledge. There is no question of inspiration. Does God explain through inspiration? You know that he has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. He tells this to you, children. You do have faith in this, but in spite of having faith, you forget the Father. Remembrance of the Father is the essence of this study. It does take effort to attain the Karmatit stage by having remembrance of the Father. It is in this remembrance that Maya causes obstacles. There are not that many obstacles in studying. They say of Shankar that when he opened his eye, destruction took place. It isn't right to say this. The Father says, neither do I inspire destruction, nor does Shankar carry out destruction. That is wrong. Deities would not commit sin. Shiv Baba now sits here and explains these things. This body is the chariot of this soul. Each soul is riding in his own chariot. The Father says, I take this one's chariot on loan. This is why my birth is said to be divine and unique. The cycle of 84 births is now in your intellects. You know that you will go home and then go to heaven. Baba explains everything very easily. You mustn't have heart failure. Some say, Baba, I am not educated. Nothing comes out of my mouth. However, it isn't like that. The mouth definitely works. Even when you eat, your mouth works. It is impossible for no sound to emerge. Baba has explained everything very simply. Even when someone is observing silence, he can still signal upwards to remember that one. Only the one bestower is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. As well as now, he is also the bestower on the path of devotion. Then, in the stage of retirement, there is just peace. You children also reside in the land of peace. You continue to play your parts that are recorded in you. Our parts are now to make the world new. His name is very good, Heavenly God the Father. The Father is the creator of heaven. He does not create hell. Would anyone create an old world? A building is always built new. Shiv Baba creates a new world through Brahma. He has received that part. In this old world, all human beings continue to cause sorrow for one another. You know that you are the children of Shiv Baba. Then, as bodily beings, you are the adopted children of Prajapita Brahma. It is Shiv Baba, the creator, who gives us this knowledge, the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of his creation. Your aim and objective is to become this. People incur so much expenditure creating marble idols. This is the Godly World University. The whole universe is being changed. The character of everyone is devilish. They continue to cause sorrow from the beginning through the middle to the end. This is God's university. There is only the one world university of God. It is God who opens it, through which the whole world benefits. You children now understand the difference between right and wrong. No other human beings understand this. There is only the one righteous one. He is the one who is called the truth, who explains to you about right and wrong. Only the Father comes and makes everyone righteous. When you have become righteous, you will go into liberation and then into liberation in life. You children also know the drama. You come down number-wise to play your parts from the beginning through the middle to the end. This play continues all the time and the drama continues to be shot. This is ever new. This drama never becomes old. All other plays, etc., perish. This drama is unlimited and imperishable. Everyone in this is an imperishable actor. Look how big this eternal play and stage are. The Father comes and makes this old world new. You will have visions of all of this. The closer you come, the happier you will feel, and you will have visions. You will say that your parts have come to an end. The drama then has to repeat. You will then play your parts anew, the parts that you played in the previous cycle. There cannot be the slightest change in this. Therefore, you children have to claim as high a status as possible. Make effort and don't become confused. It is wrong to say that the drama will inspire you to do whatever you have to do. We do have to make effort. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Keep the essence of this study in your intellect and attain your karmatit stage by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. In order to become elevated and worthy of worship, become a full helper of the Father. 2. You have received the understanding from the true Father of what is right and what is wrong. Therefore, become righteous through that. Liberate yourself from a life of bondage and claim your inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. Blessing. May you exchange love with others and make everyone cooperative, and thereby become an embodiment of success. You have now passed the stage of giving and receiving this knowledge. Now exchange love. Whoever comes in front of you, whoever has a relationship with you, give them love and receive love from them. This is known as being loving to all and being lovely. To those who do not have this knowledge, you have to donate it. But to the Brahmin family, be a great donor of this donation of love. Even in your thoughts, do not let there be anything other than love. When there is love for all, the response of love is cooperation, and the result of cooperation is success. slogan. To put a full stop to waste thoughts in a second is to make intense effort. Affect signal. Experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. Service with your mind is unlimited service. To the extent that people see you as a sample of serving with your mind and with words, they will accordingly be attracted. Simply have this determination and service will easily continue to take place. If you do not have time to serve with words, then you at least have time to bring about transformation by serving with your attitude and your mind. You must now not waste time in anything, but just do service. Be a constant yogi and a constant server. If you do not know how to serve with your mind, you can serve with your connection and your behavior. Om Shanti. Invaluable, elevated versions of Mateshwariji. Liberation and eternal liberation. Nowadays, people call liberation eternal liberation. They believe that those who attain liberation become free from the cycle of birth and death. They believe that not coming into the cycle of birth and death is an elevated status. They believe that to be the reward. They believe liberation in life to be living a life in which you perform good acts. For instance, they believe that righteous souls, Dharmatmas, are liberated in life. It is only a handful who understand about becoming liberated from karmic bondages. This is their own opinion. However, we have understood from God that until a human being has been liberated from his karmic bondages that are based on the vices, he will not be able to become free from sorrow from the beginning through the middle to the end. To become free from this is also a stage. So only when you first imbibe this godly knowledge can you reach that stage, and it is God himself who enables us to reach that stage, because he is the one who grants liberation and liberation in life. He comes at this one time to grant everyone liberation and liberation in life. God doesn't come many times, and you must not think that God himself takes an incarnation. Om Shanti.